High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Today is World Toilet Day, and whereas it's not a very pleasant subject to have to speak about, we know that we have a major problem here in South Africa. We've seen these stories of tragedies at pit toilets. It's just not a simple story at all. Gary Goldberg is the director of Genie Water and Sanitation. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. First of all, can you give us a sense of how problematic this is in South Africa?
It's a very dramatic problem. We've spent quite a lot of time in rural areas and informal settlements with people who have sanitation and water problems, and the situation is very dire. It really is. It's not something that anybody, it's not for the faint-hearted, let's put it that way.
What does that really mean in practical terms?
So, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've had an issue with pit toilets. And unfortunately, pit toilets are not going to go away worldwide. It's not a South African problem. It's an international problem. Okay. And having spent time there, the actual quality of the pit toilets that are in South Africa are really dire. We've got people that have got certain toilets where you've got three car tires sort of piled upon on top of each other, and that is the seating area for the pit toilet. So whilst I say that pit toilets aren't going away, there is and there are certainly solutions to help with the problem, where people have spoken about replacing pit toilets with waterless toilets and the like. Comes with two different problems. The obviously the first major problem is the budget. The municipalities are battling, as we know, and hence the that kind of gets put onto the back burner. So with the pit toilets, we've done very successful pilot projects. For example, one of them was in a place called Plot 89, which is just outside Honeydew. And we did 400 odd toilets there with the help of the wonderful work that, as you know, the Angel Network and the likes of Cadena do. And we have literally changed the lives of 400 people in this informal settlement just outside of Honeydew. That was from donor money that came in. And obviously, with budget restraints, the only way that we can move forward to change the lives of these people, which is a passion of water, Genie Water and Sanitation, I must add, because it's been, as I said, a passion of mine for many, many years. And there is a South African-made solution, which is actually very interesting, that none of the product that we've utilized is imported. So we are creating a whole hub of jobs as well. We're working with a wonderful team which calls themselves The Dream, and they work on the 17 sustainable goals of the United Nations, number 6 being water and sanitation. So we're making an impact, albeit slowly. The numbers, obviously, of pit toilets with the growth of informal settlements is growing. The statistics that we have on pit toilets and bucket toilets staggeringly are only up until 2015. So, and that's from Stats SA. So there's no more, unfortunately, no more statistics after that.
Is this being taken? I mean, I know that we often see this in media and people like yourselves, other organizations taking it seriously, but is government taking it as seriously as it should be doing?
Well, it's a difficult question to answer that, because governments, I think, are trying their best to do certain things. Unfortunately, when one looks at things like waterless toilet drainage systems, they're not viable solutions at the moment, because of you'd have to uplift everybody out of informal settlements and rural areas, which is obviously not going to happen. So one needs an interim solution whilst firstly, the coffers get filled again for these projects. But there is an interim solution which we have at our fingertips. We always talk that we have a gold powder in our hands, which literally restores the dignity to people. And then also there's another side of it, which these things, as you mentioned earlier, with these terrible tragedies of kids falling into pit toilets, which should never be happening in this day and age. There is a system that one can use. Pit toilets are not going to go away, so let's adapt them to make them safer and a better experience for everybody.
Yeah. And there are solutions to that.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, and in terms of making them safer, that's viable as well.
Yes, absolutely. That is very simply sorted out, because once the pit is actually dug, which is normally at different sizes and different depths, there's a product that I've had in my head. I haven't made it yet, but it's very simple to make, and I'm sure that people out there could do it, where you put it in a mold where you've got an actual toilet bowl, which is specifically, there are toilet bowls that are designed for pit toilets. And it wouldn't, the opening into the pit toilet will not be big enough for anybody's head to fit through it. So you wouldn't be able to have a child
fall through,
or anybody else, God forbid, falling into that pit toilet. So yes, Howard, there are definitely solutions. We're working very closely with NPOs and NGOs. As I said, we've worked with the Angel Network extensively and Cadena as well. And that is our avenue of funding at the moment. Obviously, we'd like to get some of the corporates involved. We'd like to get government involved. We're actually at the moment looking for international funding, which is moving down the track quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Howard? At the end of the day, this is a crisis situation that we prepared to get our hands dirty. And with or without government, we're going to move forward. There's no holding back on this one. You know, when there is a solution to a dire problem like this, one's got to actually grab it with both hands and actually do something physically about it. When you get people coming to us literally with tears in their eyes and saying, "You've changed our lives. Thank you so much. You've restored our dignity." It's a knock-on effect to our medical system as well.
Of course. Of course. There's only very important reasons. Gary Goldberg, Director of Genie Water and Sanitation, talking to us maybe about an uncomfortable subject that isn't easy to talk about, but a conversation that we need to have and needed to have. Thank you, Gary. It is 8:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.